Now on to letters to the Evening News. We have just heard of a threat to the walk-in centre, and John Greenaway of Norwich believes it should remain as he writes. I'm horrified to learn of the renewed plans to close the Rouen Road NHS walk-in centre. Last week, I tripped over a pavement pothole and sustained a nasty cut on my knee which needed a dressing to prevent infection. My GP's surgery was unable to help as the nurse there was fully booked, so I visited the walk-in centre, where, after only an hour's wait, my wound was expertly tended to by an efficient nurse. Without this facility, I would have had to have gone to the hospital's A&E department and clogged it up with my minor injury while waiting no doubt half a day for treatment. We must all campaign to save this vital resource.
Paul Milner of Sheringham wonders why temporary staff are employed at County Hall when there appears to be a move to go to the introduction of a four-day working week for staff. It was recently reported that City Hall spent nearly £6 million on temporary staff in 2023-24. This is the same Norwich City Council where Green Councillor Liam Calvert stated, a four-day working week for permanent staff, for the same pay as five, is proven to increase staff satisfaction. Amazing. Liam now says that £6 million will be better spent tackling fly tipping or planting trees. Councillors are living in a cloud cuckoo land and taxpayers are cash cows, ready to be milked whenever the mood takes. If there's only enough work for staff to work for 4 days, then the 581 staff employed by Norwich City Council is 116 staff too many. Of course, in their wonderland thinking, maybe the idea of an annual £6 million spend on temporary staff is to allow permanent employees to work a four-day week. And who can tell? Meantime, I wonder what the council tax rates will be for the coming year. A commercial organisation would budget a £6 million saving. But a council?
Peter Kemp of Norwich comments on the apparent disappearance of owls. The last barn owl I saw was about 4 years ago at Shotsham in South Norfolk. On a wild and wet afternoon at a Norfolk Wildlife Trust event, the single owl swooped in the gathering dusk as a strong wind blew at the gazebo protecting the artefacts we showed to visitors. A barn owl is unarguably a beautiful sight in any light, and I've seen one at dusk in a meadow at Little Walsingham flying low across a field of sheep and cattle. Marvellous! But where have the owls gone? 3 years ago, tawny owls hooted at dawn and dusk on Christchurch Road. Where have they gone?
Peter Kemp, writing again, remembers the good old days. I have a four-year-old grandchild. I say regularly, I love the good old days. She replies, oh no you don't. But I do. Sat here Sunday afternoon in highly urbanised Norwich, remembering when a mole catcher came to us at the small holding I was raised on. I remember hawkers coming round, periodically on a cycle, with scythe-sharpening whetstones, scissors also sharpened. I also remember rag-and-bone merchants, old rags and pails dangling off the back, pulled by hard-working ponies, head down. Oh yes, I love the good old days, remembering they were good for some, and less so for others.
Lastly, a comment from Lynn Preston of Ashwellthorpe on recycling, which comes up in one of our later news items. I read the recent article about the Norfolk tips becoming ghost towns. I haven't used a tip since the booking system was launched, mainly because I use the tip in Windon often for small items. When I went into the town, I'd drop off a box of old batteries or cardboard boxes, etc. I always found the staff there helpful and friendly and enjoyed my visits. The main problem with the booking system is that you need enough recycling stuff to make booking a 15-minute slot worthwhile. Maybe that's the point. So far, I haven't needed to do this. And meanwhile, the small bits and pieces of rubbish pile up.